The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But this Christmas, lots of children were given their first smartphone from Santa. Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids, is with us. Morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Lots of people will have given a smartphone. Probably some will go to children that are too young for them. But how can you make sure your child stays safe online?
Well, this year we really wanted to support parents who were thinking about giving their child a device for Christmas. So we brought out a gadget gift guide, which is on our website and very accessible. So if parents did, in fact, get their child a device this Christmas, then I would really encourage them to check it out on cybersafekids.ie. We run through all the different types of smart devices that children use. So obviously everything from the smartphone, the tablet, the games console. The tablet's actually the most popular for younger kids, 8 to 10-year-olds. But then progressing towards things like VR headsets, smartphones and wearables.
OK, let's talk about the VR headset to begin with. We'll talk about phones in a minute. The VR headset, I remember doing a piece about 3 years ago that put the fear of God into me about how dangerous these things are in terms of interacting with the people that you don't want your child interacting with. I didn't hear a word about it since. Were those fears misplaced?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were lots of concerns. And just to put it into context, about 11% of the 8 to 12-year-olds that we survey year on year have a VR headset. So that kind of helps. And this is based on a sample size of about 5,000. So that's quite a considerable number already have these kinds of devices. And I do think it's important that parents are really well informed before they decide to buy, or even if they already have, that they're really looking at the kind of the pros and the cons and of these devices. What I would say is that, you know, they can be very absorbing. I mean, that's the whole point. They're designed to be completely immersive, the content that you're viewing on them. So, and even physically, there are things to consider. You know, they're quite heavy, they're quite cumbersome. So just for a small head, you know, is that going to be appropriate for, you know, so you might want to limit the time that they're on it. You certainly want to consider as a parent what they're consuming on these devices, because it may not be appropriate for their age. So it's really important that whatever they're doing and whatever they're looking at, the parents are really informed and engaged, or as much as they can be.
Parents love the old ostrich approach, which is, there's your phone, I'm putting my head in the sand now, and I'll deal with issues as they arise. I'm presuming you'd say that's not how you should do it.
Absolutely not. No, what we want to do is give as much information to parents as possible to build confidence so that they feel that they can really engage with what their children are doing online. Because at the end of the day, it's a really important aspect of parenting. It's an important aspect of how children are spending their time. So it's really important that parents feel that they can engage with them. And that's something that concerns us when we talk to parents. So many feel out of step with what their children are seeing and doing online. And actually, there is so much useful information out there on websites like ours, cybersafekids.ie, but also there's great websites like webwise.ie, Common Sense Media is an excellent resource. If your child comes home and says that they want to play a particular Apple game, it's a really good one for actually giving you a very good overview of, you know, their expert view. It gives a parent view, it gives a child view. So if your child wants to be on something like Snapchat, you get this very considered view on something like Common Sense Media. So I'd really encourage parents to check it out.
Yeah, but the other thing, we were just talking to Celine Daly about skincare and the worrying thing about 10-year-olds going through an 8 or 10-step beauty regime before they get out of bed in the morning, effectively, not being driven by the companies producing the products, but by idiot influencers instead. And you can take as many precautions as you like, but if you let them have the likes of Snapchat or TikTok or Instagram on the phone, your child is going to be sucked into that world.
Yeah, so this is where we need to look at things like age ratings and really consider, is this appropriate for my child? And again, you know, sites like Common Sense Media or ours can really help guide your decision. But I do think that children are getting access far too young to a lot of these apps and games. You know, similarly, games have PEGI ratings to guide parents' decisions. It's worth checking out the age ratings, but it's also worth checking out what the experts say about these particular sites. Because as you say, there can be very inappropriate content. There can be algorithms that are pushing certain types of content to children on these different apps, which may or may not be appropriate for them. And especially if it if they're being bombarded with a with certain types of content, you know, whether it's how they look or what they should be putting on their face, or, you know, because there's been lots of research to show that, you know, that lots of inappropriate information is being served up to children. So I would really consider whether something is appropriate for a child before they go on it, and really keep an eye on what they're doing, have conversations, use parental controls.
Well, parents who are listening right now, look at the guff that they're serving up to you on your timeline and imagine what that's like to a 10-year-old. Because, I mean, the amount of stuff that's pushed towards you, whether you're asking about attic conversions or whether you're asking about, what should I use on my foot? If you get the responses you get, can you imagine what your 10-year-old is getting? And that gives kind of food for thought to my next texter as well, who says, all of this hand-wringing about smartphone use, yet parents fell over themselves to get smart devices for their children. Could it be that people really don't care about the risks, Alex?
I don't think they don't care about the risks. I think they're just unaware. And I think there's an enormous amount of pressure for parents to get these devices for their children. You know, that children are coming home and saying, well, you know, everybody else in my class has got one. Why am I not the one? Why am I not allowed? You know, everyone else is on Snapchat or TikTok, and how come I'm not allowed? And that is proving very powerful for parents. You know, they're often, from what we're seeing when we talk to parents, they're often deciding that it is worse for their child to be left out in some way than it is for their child to get this access. And I do think we should stop and consider that. And of course, parents want the best for their children. You know, it's not that they are buying them and saying, oh, I don't care about the risks. I think sometimes it's that not aware of the risks. Sometimes they feel it's worse for their child to be left out. But what we would say is information is everything, right? If you're really aware of what you're allowing your child to sign up to, it might help inform the decisions around the use and the access. From what we're seeing, children are getting access far too young, and we do need to consider that. They need the rules, they need the boundaries, they need the conversations, and we need to hold off for as long as it's possible until they're more developmentally ready for the access that these devices give them.
Yes, indeed, the horse has long bolted as we're trying to close the gate for many over Christmas. Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids, thank you very much indeed. There is a moral disconnect in parents' heads. There you go, little Timmy. There's your iPhone. There's your iPad. There's your laptop. Oh, you want unrestricted access to the internet? Oh, it's probably not a good idea, little Timmy. But you know what? It's too much hassle to put on the restrictions. There you go. Off with you. Do you want to go to your room and close the door? Off to the room and close the door. You come back to me in 5 years' time with your problems. I think parental abdication is huge when it comes to smart devices. If I'm wrong, tell me. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.